threw him a ride out of the west. His name, Tombstone Bogardus.
Scourge of Pahrump.
Shut up, you!
Get going.
Get going there, you!
My name is Tombstone Bogardus. You may remember that at the end of our last episode, I was lost in the thickest stretch of jungle known to man. One of John L. Lewis's eyebrows. Fighting my way out through the underbrush, I finally managed to fight a way out. I followed a wrinkle. Boss member, you're going to have to be a little fast, only 15-minute program. My story tonight concerns the time that Marilyn Monroe paid us a visit out of the ranch. It's called Drool in the Sun. Well, sir, she was from Glendale at the time. The story... I say the story begins one night last week, or last month. It was out in the Sunset District of San Francisco. The night was beautiful, warm and clear. This is sort of a fantasy, you understand? Well, sir, I was sitting around a campfire with the rest of the cowpokes, indulging in my favorite He-Man sport, a toasted marshmallows. Just to make it more interesting, I served them up on a flaming sword. Yes, sir, Ebop. That's my idea of really living it up. Just give me a house by the side of the road, a crackling campfire, a guitar, and a horse. Just any old horse, just so he can play the guitar. Well, sir, I can tell it must be getting to be 9 o'clock. I always knew it was 9 o'clock, because the railroad tracks run right through my property. Then at 9 o'clock, the 6:30 special always come barreling through. About 2.5 hours late. There was only one trouble. I could never be sure whether it was really the 6:30 special 2.5 hours late, or the midnight special 3 hours early. Must have been both of them on time. I knew that would happen someday. Well, sir, we'd been having trouble with the railroad like that right along. What's more, it all could have been avoided if it weren't for my grandfather. Get ready, because we're going to do a flashback within a flashback. I'm going to tell you about how all this railroad trouble started. It was in the year 1863. I'd received word that my grandfather, Lionel Crumknuckle, owner of the largest ranch in Pahrump, was going to take his wheelchair down to the garage and get it hopped up, or souped up. Well, hopped up, who cares? So I asked him if I could go along. I was only knee-high to a grasshopper at the time, so I opened the door to his room and hopped in.
Oi, oi, oi.
Grasshopper. Nothing.
He was a-settin' in his favorite easy chair, listening to his favorite record album, Tennessee Ernie Sings Abner George. I spoke to him.
Grandfather, get out of here, you bum! Grandfather, please, you got me confused with your other grandson. He's the bum, remember? He is! That's right, I'm the one you're proud of.
Oh, that's right, you're the rat! Well, what's the idea of standing there with that weasel-eyed look on your face? Expect me to feel sorry for you just because you're a little shaver?
Well, I've been sick.
You get it? Shit? Shaver? At first you think it's sick, then you think it's shaver, then you're so sick. Ah, oh.
I want my maw.
I watched him wheel out of the room in his wheelchair. It was only a matter of 3 hours before he returned from the garage. You should have heard him wheel out of that room. Here he goes now. Yeah, and then about 3 hours later, he returned from the garage after having the wheelchair fixed. Man, that thing was really hopped up.
See, that hydromatic drive really makes a difference, doesn't it?
Well, sir, I figured I better shut the door. I could see that the job ahead of me wasn't going to be any too pleasant. You see, I had to tell Grandpa that the government was going to build a railroad across our land. Not only that, the tracks was going to run right through his bedroom. I'll never forget the look on his face when I told him that from now on, he'd have to sleep in the kitchen.
A railroad across my bedroom? Why, those no good. Son, help me barricade this door. That's it. Now, push my double bed up against the door.
Okay, Grandfather.
Here she goes. Push her up there.
No sooner was my grandfather's huge double bed up against the door than we heard that dreaded sound. For a while, it looked as though the train was coming right into the room. There was only one chance of stopping it. That huge double bed we had pushed up against the doorway. Anybody want to buy twin beds?